The nine-day trip on the Christopher Colombo liner from Naples to New York threatened to last forever. I couldn't bear to fly. What if the plane crashed? For the rest of his life, my son would think his mother had died on a showbiz tour, not knowing I was half crazy to be with him. A three-day coach trip deposited me, tired, frazzled, but happy, at the Southern Pacifica station in San Francisco.
Anybody home?
Maya? Is that you?
It's Maya. Clyde, your mother's home.
Oh, you take a seat right here and let me bring you a cup of coffee. What, have you lost weight?
No, Mother, I have not lost weight.
It must be all that dancing. Oh, baby, we miss you. If we lived on a farm, I'd kill the fatted calf.
Here, Mom. These are for you.
Oh, now, why would you waste your money buying me presents?
Oh, you know you want them. Oh, where's Clyde?
Clyde? Your mom's here. Aren't you going to come and say hello? Oh, he'll come through in a minute. What is this?
Mr. Julian gave me his heart because he was loving me and my lovely legs.
Well, what am I supposed to do with it?
It's a traditional Yugoslavian decoration. You can hang it on the wall.
Mom?
Clyde, look at you. My handsome, my big boy.
Hello.
Why don't you and Fluke come and give your mother a big hug?
Fluke doesn't live here anymore.
He doesn't? Well, what happened to him?
Fluke ran away and left me all on my own.
Oh. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. But perhaps you don't need him anymore now that I'm here. Here. Look what Mom brought you from Cairo. They're called the pyramids. Of course, they're really much bigger than this.
I know what the pyramids are.
Clyde?
May I be excused now?
Look at me, son.
Please, may I be excused?
Give your mother a proper welcome.
Yes, Clyde, you may be excused.
Oh, I'm sorry.
His skin. I didn't imagine it would be so bad.
He pined for you so. His skin started to flake off. We took him to a dermatologist. That didn't work, so they recommended an expensive allergist. But that didn't work either.
Oh, God. What have I done?
You're not going to blame yourself. You are a good mother. How were you able to send us so much money for his keep while you were away?
I sang in clubs between gigs in the different places we stayed. Sometimes I gave up my hotel room so that I could send you my per diems.
I know you did. I know, my daughter.
But was it worth it? I wanted to make his life better, not worse.
Now you're home. He'll soon be himself again. You'll see.
Who's there?
Mom?
Are you all right, Clyde?
When I said my prayers, I remember that I didn't kiss you goodnight.
All right. Come kiss me.
I don't want to go to bed.
Do you want to sleep here with me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on then. Come on. Is that better?
Yes.
So close your eyes and go to sleep. What's the matter? What's wrong?
I can't close my eyes. If I close my eyes, you might be gone when I open them.
Look at me, Clyde. Look at me. I'm here. I will always be here to see you wake up.
You went away. When are you going away again?
I swear to you, I'll never leave you again. If I go, when I go, you'll go with me or I won't go.
You promise?
I promise. Now, just close your eyes. Hush.
Clyde's skin flaked with scales, and his bedclothes had to be changed each day in an attempt to prevent new contagion. I had ruined my beautiful son by neglect, and neither of us would ever forgive me.
green chili and cheese pie.
I'm not hungry, Mother.
But you've hardly eaten anything since you got home.
Where is he?
I knew my behavior was strange.
Outside, playing.
On his own?
But I couldn't help myself.
Clyde! What's wrong, Maya?
What's the matter, Mom?
Oh, come here, baby. Oh.
I felt that if I couldn't make it better, I didn't deserve to be alive. I never wanted him out of my sight. I wanted to pick him up and carry his 9-year-old body through the streets to the store, to the park. I'd let him down, left him just as I was left, even though I'd promised myself I never would.
You're hurting me, Mom.
Oh, Clyde.
The guilt felt too heavy, too much. What would happen to him if this was it? If I ended it all? If my temporary absence in Europe caused such devastation to his mind and body, what would become of him if I was gone forever? I brought him into the world. I was responsible for his life. So must the thoughts wind around the minds of insane parents who kill their children and then themselves. A few days later, I had a lucid moment. As clear as the clink of good crystal, I was going mad.
Langley Porter's Psychiatric Clinic.
Please, I need to see someone. I need to see someone now.
I'm afraid there's no one to see you at the moment.
Oh, yes, someone will see me.
Madam, we have a 6-month waiting list.
This is an emergency. My name is Maya Angelou. I need help, and I need it now.
Where are you going?
I have to go out.
You're going away?
I'm just going to see a friend.
Why can't I come with you?
Stay in your room. I promise I will be back in an hour or so.
Now, what seems to be the trouble, Miss Angelou?
Look at you, with your nails all clean and clipped.
Are you troubled? Please, take a tissue and, in your own time, tell me what's troubling you.
I bet your wife has black servants who wash her underclothes.
Miss Angelou?
Would you understand if I explained to you about living inside a skin that is hated or feared by one's fellow citizens? The sensation of getting on a bus on a lovely morning, feeling happy, then suddenly seeing the passengers curl their lips in distaste.
Thank you for seeing me.
If you'd like to make another appointment.
The taxi took me to my old singing teacher Wilkie's studio.
Wilkie, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have come, but there's no one else I can turn to.
Go into my room. There's a bottle of scotch. After the student, I'll cancel the afternoon.
I did as I was told, drank the scotch neat, and waited. Finally.
Okay, old sweet nappy head. Come on and talk to Uncle Wilkie.
And it was no good. I couldn't talk. I'm so unhappy. I have destroyed my son.
Sit down at that desk. Come on, sit. Now, see that yellow notepad? Mm-hmm. See that pencil? Now write down what you have to be thankful for.
No, Wilkie, I don't want silly answers.
Start to write, and I mean start now. First, write that you heard me tell you that.
I can hear.
And that you could tell the taxi driver where to bring you, and then tell me what was wrong with you.
I can speak.
You can read and write. You have a son who needs nothing but you.
I have a mother. I have a brother. I can dance. I can sing. I can cook. I can read. I can write. I have a son I can hug and kiss anytime I want. Oh, thank you, Wilkie.
Now write. I am blessed, and I am grateful.
I am blessed.
I am blessed,
and I am grateful.
It's time for you to go to work. I'll call you a cab. Stop at the theatrical agency on your way home and tell them you're ready to work anywhere, anytime, and for any decent amount of money. Maya, you're a good mother. If you weren't, Clyde wouldn't have missed you so much. And let Uncle Wilkie tell you one last thing. Don't ask God to forgive you, for that's already done. Forgive yourself.
A physical and mental metamorphosis began as gradually and inexorably as a seasonal change.
Another piece of pie?
Oh, thank you, Mother. I knew I'd had enough of the toil when Martha threw her scotch in my face, so I pulled her wig off.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought we'd never speak to each other again, but in a few days we were all laughing about it.
Mom, Fluke wants to know if you're going away again.
Well, now that you mention it, I am going away again. I got a job.
But you promised you wouldn't.
Oh, well, this time you're coming with me. We're going to Hawaii. Opening at the Clouds Hotel for 4 weeks with a 2-week option.
Hawaii? Oh, boy, wait till I tell Fluke.
Hey, hold on a minute. I thought you said Fluke had run away.
He came back, didn't I tell you? He says he loves us and that he's never going to run away again.
That makes me happy.
Me too. I better go pack for Hawaii.
Will Fluke come to Hawaii, too?
I don't think so. He'll stay here and wait for us because he can't swim. Did I tell you Fluke explained to me why my skin was so sick?
What did he say?
He said it was like when a caterpillar turns into a butterfly. The caterpillar's like a worm. Its skin peels away so that a butterfly can burst out of it. That's what happened to me. All the old skin peeled off so that a new boy could come out. That's why I'm changing my name.
Again? Well, first you were Rock, then a few weeks ago you were Robin, and after that you...
Listen to you. Didn't you used to be plain old Marguerite Annie Johnson from Stamps, Arkansas?
My name is Guy.
Then you were Rita, the exotic bee girl at the Garden of Allah.
You know, there's a River Clyde in Scotland. It's big and strong and...
My name is Guy. I mean it, Mother.
And then you became the Cuban daughter of a Watusi chief who sang calypso songs at the Purple Onion.
Please tell your friends that I never want to be called Clyde again. And Mother, don't you do it either.
All right. I won't. I'll call you Guy, my wonderful, dependently independent son.
And finally, at last, you're Maya. Maya Angelou.